Hello, everyone. We are going to be doing the Fuck It Foods worksheet tonight. The coaches and I, we just thought we were extremely clever when we renamed the worksheet. I kept saying, the old name just stinks. Like, it's like you just don't really know what it is. And so I think it was Coach MJ and I, we were sitting around and we were like, I know it wasn't your idea, Hartman. I think it was me and MJ, and we were trying to think of something like, I don't know, cooler or more like us or something. And I think we said, how about Bucket Foods? Because that's what they're doing. So let's do the worksheet. So if you don't know, you need to have your worksheet in front of you. If you don't have your worksheet, you can go to, let's say exactly where it is, pnptribe.com. And then you will need to go to weight loss resources, worksheets, and more. And if you scroll down, the Fuck It Foods worksheet is right next to the Discovery worksheet. Those two belong together. You can use alcohol for this if you would like. It's up to you. And for anybody that is having any video issues, we have talked to Zoom a bajillion times. It's usually limited to just the phones. That, from what I understand, I'm not going to make no promises. But if you are, make sure your apps are updated. And then if you're having those issues, if you will email Zoom with their support, I've been talking to them and I can't, you can see video on phone. I think Zoom is having an issue with their phone app getting video to show. We've alerted them two times now. They just act like they don't like know what we're talking about. So anyway, all right. So this is what we're going to do. You need to have your worksheet, and I'm going to set it up. The one thing that everybody needs to know is you cannot do this wrong. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to take you through this. And then somebody is going to be like, oh my God, everybody in the chat's having this response and I'm not. Frowny emoji. That's bullshit. We are not going to be doing that to ourselves. So listen, there's no right or wrong on this one. This one is about understanding your experience with the food in a new conscious way. Because if you're doing this with Fuck It Foods, it's because you typically either just start with it and then go on conscious by going like, fuck this, I'm going to finish it, or I'm going to blow past my two, or I had a bad day, screw it, I want to eat. Whatever your modality to get there is, the point of this exercise is we're not going unconscious with the food. We're going to sit with it, we're going to smell it, we're going to experience it, we're going to think about it, we're going to talk about it, we're going to like break it down like it's a little science experiment. And anything you find out about it is purposeful, is good, is like going to help you. So it doesn't matter if you want to keep eating. It doesn't matter if you don't want to keep eating. It's all irrelevant. So I want to say that because I've done this live a couple of times already. And people really like get down on themselves while they're doing it because their experience isn't like someone else's. And they assume they're doing it wrong. And as we were talking this weekend at camp, that's when we know the fuckery is afoot. Because it is not, like, you guys have to get to the point to where you can just observe, like, what you want, what your thoughts are, how you think about things, what your experience is, and not piss all over the experience with your shitty douchewad thoughts. What we have to do is make sure that like we get good at looking at the experience. We get good at knowing our reactions. We get good at that and being willing to be like, okay, that's my experience. Do I want to keep these thoughts or not? Is this type of experience the one that like, am I having thoughts that create this experience that's going to be useful for my weight loss going to continue? If not, that doesn't mean I'm so pitiful. You know what it means? You have a choice now because you haven't been giving yourself a choice in the past. So we're going to give ourselves choices by getting good at examining everything that we think around food and being okay with it. All right. Let's go. It's my brother. I don't know if y'all know, for all you drinkers, my brother has a drinking game called Let's Go. So whenever they do a shot, they all like cheers. They go, Let's Go. And then they slam it and then they drink it. So every time I hear Let's Go, I think of my brother's chance. You need to have your worksheet out. And what we're going to do is you need to have your food out right now. Let me get the right worksheet up. I've got some. I don't know what the hell that is. What the hell? Here we go. All right. So everybody in the chat, I want to know what you're having. I would just love to know what you're having. Have your food out. The best way to do this is to have a pen, have the worksheet, have your food sitting there. And guys, I don't care how good it smells. I don't care how much you want it. Promise me right now, we're just not going to start eating. You're going to eat when I tell you to. Cake and ice cream. Ooh, nachos. Somebody's got my number. Chips and dip, nut or butters. A lot of a strong cookie representation going down over here. We have some cashews. We got some zucchini bread. We got the Mickey D's in the house. All right, y'all, I give you an A+ on choosing good food. Everybody's like, I brought my good food A game, Corinne. So remember, we don't teach that there are bad foods anymore. So don't nobody be putting no bullshit in there about a bad food. This is what everybody brought. Everybody brought at least a good food. What are good foods? These are the foods that the only thing that they have to do is give you oral pleasure. They just got to taste good, smell good, entertain your ass, be all cute sitting there. That's the only thing a good food is. It's like, that's all it's supposed to do in the world. All right, so y'all are doing good. Some of y'all actually brought some, like, healthier foods. Good for you. Like, some people got, I've seen a few betters come out in here. Somebody brought, like, spaghetti and meatballs, Sunday sauce. I don't know what Sunday sauce is with meatballs, but that would probably almost fall into the best choice in my house. I'm just going to be saying. All right. So now I want you to, on your worksheet, I want you to put down, just looking at your food, as of right now, like looking at it, how much do you want to eat? Since we're like, I got my food out. I've been planning for this. This is how much I'd like to eat. There's no right or wrong. Just put it down. Debbie, that's hilarious. This looks like an excellent potluck menu. You know what I'm going to do? Hang on, I'm going to pause. Now what you're going to do is you're going to put down how much you want to eat. And then where are you currently on your hunger scale? So just write down, are you at a -2? Are you at a +2 because you've already had dinner? Are you like -4 because you ain't ate in a while, all that kind of stuff. So just put down, I'm like -2, -3, -4. And then what I would love for you guys to do, since we're all together bonding here over your fuck it foods, why don't you go ahead and note your physical sensations? Whatever number you're giving yourself, really write down, how does your stomach feel? What is your breathing like? What is your mouth like? Like the internal environment of your mouth. Is it watering? Is it dry? What's going on there? Pay attention to your heartbeat. And like the overall general sensation in your body. Like I'm tired or I'm not. Would it be all right to chase these cashews with a bourbon? No, Barbara, you get one fuck it food tonight. You should have planned for it, Barbara. Now, describe the food in detail. I want you to, like, now this is really serious. I didn't even bring any food with me. I want you to pick up the food. I want you to smell it. I want you to, like manipulate it a little bit, like squeeze it. I want you, or dip your finger in it if it's booze, whatever it is. I want you to really figure out like the texture, the color, what do you think it looks like? And I want you to write all of that in there. Like, this is a very conscious experiment, so don't go cheap on that one. I want you to really look at it. And take your time with this. Y'all don't be rushing. And if anybody's over chatting, I'm going to know you ain't doing it. I feel like y'all's mama sometimes. I swear to God, I talk to y'all like your children at times. I'm like, Korean. Now what I want you to do is I want you to write what you're feeling. Remember, feelings are one word. You may have more than one. So try to narrow it down to no more than three feelings. So like sometimes when I'm looking at my stuff, like if I had nachos in front of me, I would probably be feeling like giddy, like excited, eager, desire, like somebody's got dread, guilt, and shame, guilty. And it's okay if you feel guilty. Just notice that you're looking at this food and that guilt and shame, ready, excited, happy. Did y'all just notice all the different feelings that we can experience when we're looking at food? Here's a good question that we don't even have on here. We may have to add some, Kathy. Write down the thought next to the feeling, one sentence next to each feeling that you're having about that food. I want to know. If you're feeling guilty, I want to know your, somebody type in some sentences. I shouldn't be eating this. All right, so if you type in, I shouldn't be eating this, answer the question why. Why shouldn't you be eating it? Like a lot of times when you have a thought like I shouldn't be, insert whatever you think and then say because, and that will give you an underlying belief. I shouldn't be eating this because I'm not hungry. Because it's not on my plan. Actually, isn't it on your plan? This is a call. Did you just forget to, if you just forgot, like I will say this, anybody that's in here, if this food's not on your plan, but you came to the workshop planning to do this exercise, it's okay. I don't consider this an on or off plan eat. What I consider this is we are experimenting with food tonight. We are learning how to have these foods in a different way and to find out our honest thoughts and stuff about it. So just for all of you who are going to want to, like if you're going to want to like sabotage your habit tracker over it, don't do that. Think of this as a controlled experiment that we're doing together, okay? All right, so lots of good stuff. I'm already at my plus two, so I don't need to eat more. I just think it's so curious. It's not healthy. Remember, we don't even talk in terms of healthy foods around here, Beth, or whoever it was, Barbara. Remember, we talk in terms of good, better, best. Like, this is the way I like to think of it, Barbara. And everybody just keep looking at your food and listening to me. There are good foods, which are the ones that are supposed to just taste good and you're supposed to delight in them. There are better foods that taste really good and you could lose some weight eating them. And best foods are foods that taste really good, you could lose weight easily eating them, and they have nutritional value for you. A food, if it's healthy, doesn't make it like it doesn't, there's no, like if it's not healthy, that doesn't make it bad. And I really want everybody to start getting that concept down and practicing that concept over and over again. And it's very interesting. I want you all to be looking at your thoughts and asking yourself, is this just some bullshit that I'm choosing to think? Like a lot of you are sitting there thinking like, well, I'm over my two. I'm at my plus two. So now while I'm doing an experiment with a master weight coach to eat something on purpose to learn something about me. The thought I'm choosing to think is I shouldn't be eating this. Somebody said, I'm sabotaging my hunger scale. Are you really, everybody think about this. I want you to look at your thoughts and I want you to ask yourself, if it's a thought that's making you feel guilt or shame or something negative, I want you to ask yourself, is it really true and is it useful? Because a lot of times when we have food, we're not thinking about, am I practicing a useful thought around this food? Like right now, I could easily be practicing the thought of, this is going to teach me a lot. Like if I'm at my plus two, I could be feeling like curious about, this is going to teach me a lot about what my plus three feels like when I eat some of my most favorite foods and I don't eat it when I can truly enjoy it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, when I eat nachos, when I eat ice cream and stuff, they are way better when there's plenty of room in the end. I'm just telling you, that's how I always think about it. I would much rather have those foods when I got space for them. I get to have more. All right. Let's do this. So we've done thoughts. We've done feelings. Let's do this. For all of you who are excited and giddy, who in here has a thought looking at their food right now that feels good, but it might not be a useful thought around these foods? Is it a thought that I have often around these foods? Produces giddiness, excitement. But thinking about it, I could level up my thought on this to be able to enjoy the food without setting myself up for over desire of it. If you think your thought is not particularly helpful, so like here's anticipation. It's going to taste so good. This is such a good one because a lot of us be like, ooh, that's going to taste so good and all this other stuff. That thought alone, even though it feels good and even though it has anticipation, you have to look at it and say, so every time that I think that, is that a thought that helps me not only enjoy it and the taste, but also helps me stop eating it when I've had enough? It may just need to be a thought that needs to be refined, like, ooh, that looks so good. It's going to taste really good. And I'll only eat until I'm satisfied. Like, even just sometimes putting a bumper on the end of a thought like that around these foods is so helpful because what it does is it gets your brain turned on to not just be like, we're getting in consumption mode, time to get in my mouth and have a party. It gives it a command to say like, not only are we going to love it, not only are we going to have a party, but I'm supposed to be looking for my plus two. I'm supposed to be stopping there. And then your brain looks for that. So think about your thought that you have. I want you to really take a look at it. If it's not helpful and useful at all, it's making you feel bad. I want you to write how I'm going to deliberately think about this exercise. I want this exercise to feel useful, informative. So this is what I want to think. For those of you who are having a lot of desire, anticipation, excitement, and giddiness, I want you to ask yourself, is this thought alone helpful going forward? This is probably my natural response to this food. So going forward, is there a way to refine this thought so that I can start practicing it whenever I have this food and foods like it, to start training myself to show up in a new way around it? So I'm truly enjoying this food. truly having it in a way that I'm not in fuck it mode that always ends in shame. All right. So everybody get their thought down because we're fixing to start eating. But before we do, here's what we're going to do. I love fuck it food night because I always make y'all wait with your food for so long. There's just something delightful for me about this. I want you to take one last look at it, and I want you to really smell it. I've got hair all over me. I've got all things. The cat was on me. It's everything. And now what I want you to do is I want you to put the food down. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to take a real deep breath. And I want you to blow it out. And I want you just to clean your brain of anything you are thinking. I want you to sit there and think, I'm fixing to learn a lot about me. I also want everybody who has not ate their food yet, and there might be some that, you know, took a pre-nibble. I want you to realize that you've been sitting with this food for at least 20 minutes now, talking to me about it, examining your thoughts about it, taking a big whiff of it, being around it, and it hasn't just jumped in your mouth. This proves that food, that you do have control around it. This proves that at any time, if you want to smell it, look at it, feel it, think about it, delight in it, change your thoughts about it, do whatever you want, you can do that. It is, and nobody better have a fucking thought that says, it's because I'm on this call with you. No. You know what it is? It's because every time I said something, you made a decision to either do it or not. You decided to be around the food and eat it or not. The only thing that happened was I made decisions. That's it. So that's like lesson one with this food. So now y'all can open your eyes. We're actually going to start eating. So you're going to take a bite, one bite, and then you're going to stop eating, and then you're going to describe it in detail on your worksheet. I will tell you when to take the next bite, and here's the thing. You get to take as many bites as you want. You get to finish if you want. We're just going to do it one bite, one sip at a time. A lot of you will enjoy it. That's okay. Some of you will notice after a few bites, it's not near as fun when I'm having to eat so fucking slow and mindfully. Neither one is right or wrong. I just want you to know what your experience is because this is going to help you. You guys always ask me. So like when I do start eating, how do I slow it down? This is going to teach us how to slow down and think between bites. Okay. So take your one bite, chew it and really think about it. And then I want you to describe bite one in detail. Like, how did it taste? What was the texture like in your mouth? What sensations are you having? Do you love it and want more? Is it tasting different because you've never ate it this slow? Are there things you're noticing you haven't noticed before? Again, there's no right or wrong on it. Nostalgic, that's a good one. I have a couple of things that I eat. Like when I eat chicken livers, I swear to God, I think about my granny. Somebody said, what if I enjoy a mouthful of M&Ms at a time? Well, we're not going to do that because the problem is we don't want to be eating at a mouthful. So we want to practice one M&M at a time so that we can retrain you to just enjoy M&Ms without needing all of them at once. Okay. Moving on to bite two. You're going to do the exact same thing. One bite, one M&M, one pretzel, one piece of popcorn, one nibble, one sip, whatever it is. Christina, that's good insight. I picked a food I tend to binge on, so now that I'm in a calmer mindset, my food is not as interesting. That's very telling, isn't it? This is the thing, Christina. When you get into a binge, if you can not be mad at yourself for starting one, you possibly could just stop sometime in a binge and get into a calmer mindset and then decide if you want to keep going. I've never had just one bite of a chip with dip, right? Amber says, I binged the whole bag before we started. So use this opportunity, Amber, to go through the first part of the worksheet on what you were thinking and stuff, and then do a discovery worksheet right now while we're all together. Hey, Kathy, why don't you work with Amber over there? All right. You get the next bite now. Bite number three. It's a go. Remember, at any time, if you don't enjoy it or you want to stop, you stop and you'll wait to the end of the work. You'll wait on us to finish up. It's still good, but it's not as exciting. Notice how the excitement for the food is starting to wear off for some of you. Not everybody. People are noticing that the food is a lot sweeter when they're eating slowly than when they're just inhaling. Some people are becoming over it. And it's okay if you still want more, guys. I don't want to finish. Somebody said I should have brought milk. The long pauses between is making me realize that sweets have a bitter taste in the back of my mouth. That's interesting. Is this how we should be eating regularly? This isn't, Lily, this isn't how we should be eating regularly. But what this is a, what I call a really good way. Y'all can go ahead and take your next bite, by the way. Go ahead for, I think we're on bite four, if I'm not mistaken. What this does is when this worksheet is best for foods that you think you can't have around you, or for foods that when you want to overeat, when you're like, I want to overeat your go-to foods, it's really good to do this with. I wouldn't do this on a salad necessarily, but like for me, I've done it on, I used to eat jars of peanut butter. I used to love peanut butter. I would just sit there and want to eat the jar. I've done it on that. I've done it on French fries. I've done it on foods that I commonly will go out to eat and finish because they taste so good. So a lot of foods like this, what it does is it teaches you that, one, it allows you to kind of just go through the food and experience it in a different way. And so some of the times that we tell ourselves is it's like, it's so good, I have to finish. And then when you eat it really slow like this and you realize like, oh, like if I was eating like this, I might not want to finish. Then the next time you eat, you can remind yourself, I sometimes think that it's so good, I want to finish. That's probably not the reason why I'm wanting to finish. There probably has more to do with it underneath, like I want to finish it and I want to finish it fast before I tell myself to stop eating. So why don't I truly want to stop eating? It allows you some insight there into what's really going on. It's like, it's not that it tastes so good. It's that maybe I don't give these things to myself often enough. Or when I do give these types of foods to myself, I don't really give them to me. I eat them behind my own back. I beat myself up for eating them. I eat them and then have tons of shame, or I worry, or I fuck it mode and get mad and eat it, and I'm never really enjoying it. So whenever I do start eating it, I need to eat really fast before my judgment and shit over myself comes into play. So you're just out running. You're not actually, even if you eat them, you're eating them with such self-loathing and disdain and judgment and all this other stuff, not really getting a chance to enjoy it. So then you just inhale it and you lie to yourself saying, well, the reason why I eat so many M&Ms is because like they just taste so good. It's like, well, they taste good one at a time. 1 through 5 tastes good too. If you could have 5 every single day and eat them slow, and if it's really just because they taste good, you wouldn't have to overeat them. Just saying. All right. First of all, who the fuck is over here saying, Amber, I'm going to come whip your ass, girl. Last time I did this exercise, I also failed. What if we just, rather than taking a piss in our shitty diaper, what if we just say, this time I ate a bag of chips. I'm getting help from a master coach and Kathy at the same time. The last time I did this, here I am, Amber, showing up and getting coached. You could be thinking about it like that, or it's just like, I'm a failure. Redirect your brain. How are you ever going to gain authority over food and yourself if you keep making it a traumatic event? Not a dramatic one, a traumatic one every time. It's like, it's a bag of chips. Can we learn from it? Go get you something else right now and eat it. I'm sure I got food in my house I could do this worksheet on if I really wanted to. Or you can sit here and beat yourself up. That's two options. I want you to get help. I want you to like solve this stuff for yourself. But beating yourself up over it, that means we got to work on your self-esteem rather than working on your patterns. Can you discuss the thought, this isn't as fun when I eat so slow? Yes. So y'all take another bite. So somebody tell me, what bite are we on? Bite 5 is finally in the house. Y'all do bite 5. So this isn't as fun when I eat so slow. No, it's not as fun. You know why? Because you're actually thinking about it. Here's what's happening. When you're eating it and just having fun, it's because you've said, I don't want to think about my dreams and my goals. Because if I have to think about them, it's going to be the suck to the fun of eating. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pretend like it's so much fun eating. It's the only way that you know when this food is fun, truly fun. When you eat it and you know it's a part of your journey to get you to where you want to go, and you feel so fucking blessed and grateful that you're finally learning how to normalize your relationship with all the foods so you can eat all the foods until you lose your weight. That's fun. But if you've been eating it and calling it fun and you can't lose weight, or you've been eating it and calling it fun and you've been overeating, or if you've been eating and calling it fun And on the next day, you got to like exercise, cut out a meal, get real serious, or just a slap whoop, like whoop ass in the morning when you wake up. That's not having fun. Fun is lasting. If it's only fun when you eat it, if it's still fun on weigh-in day. Because you can have these foods, guys. The purpose of the exercise is to teach you, are you really enjoying it? Are you really enjoying it when you're not eating it with this exercise? It is to draw the stark contrast between what you're calling fun and what you're calling whatever's going on over there and what's actually happening. Now, here's the question between 5 and 6. Is the taste and texture changing in any way? If so, how? So look at 1 through 5 and see if your tastes and textures are changing at all. Somebody, this is awesome. Erica says, no, I'm not enjoying it anymore. So now I want a different food. I guess that's because I usually go on an effort buffet tour. That's so good for you to recognize, right? That like, now that I'm not enjoying this, I should just go eat something else. Because here's what's happening. You're probably not hungry. You probably don't really even want food to begin with. So here's your question, Erica. I really want you to think about this. I don't want this food. What do I actually want if it's not food? Like if food couldn't be the next option and I had to satisfy this want, it's that I really want this. What is it, Erica? I'd like to know. So here's Linda. I'm with Amber. I was so hungry from not eating lunch. I didn't pace myself with you all. Now I'm beating myself up. So stop beating yourselves up. I said in the very beginning, I guess I speak some foreign southern language that nobody else understands. I didn't think my drawl was that bad. But that there was no wrong way to do it. This is what we call an insightful exercise. So Linda notices that she didn't eat. She came in hungry. And coming in really hungry is going to be something she has to work on in the future. That when she's around these kinds of foods, she should set herself up for success, which means having a plan if she's around these foods when she's really hungry. Not having these foods first if she's really hungry. Saying like, I can have some of that after I've ate this. If I still really want it and I have a little room left. Like those are insights if you're looking for insights. But if you are not and you're only looking for bruises and blood to come at your nose from slapping yourself around so much, you ain't gonna find your insights. You're going to find a lot of hurt and pain. Let's see. I know I asked somebody a question and then I totally got to preaching and lost it. Oh, Erica. I was mad at myself because I ate my fuck it food off plan during the camp this weekend and I was mad at myself for scrambling for something else. I'm not sure if that was my person or not. Okay. Well, no more being mad at ourselves. All right. Now you guys can take bite 6. Isn't this the slowest way to eat food ever? Now what I want to do, can I put it up if I'm done? Yes. If you're done, you get to just stop eating. I suggest you either throw it away and get used to the idea of when you've had enough of your fucking food, when you've had enough of this, that you just toss the rest. If you want to save it for another day, like let's say you bought, you know, a whole loaf of bread. Somebody brought bread. So if you bought, let's say you got the garlicky buttered French toast bread. And you're like, you know what? I'd like to now just cut this up that this exercise is over. I'm going to practice eating it like this every day. I'm going to freeze these pieces. I'm going to do this once a day to really teach me how much garlicky French bread does it for me, truly does it for me. Y'all could do that with a lot of these foods. You could just portion them out a little bit and practice doing a worksheet every day like this. Truly enjoy the flavors and stuff and understand, man, maybe this is just the natural stopping point for me. And if I don't eat very much of it, but really get to enjoy it, maybe I can let go of some of that guilt of planning it more often. What if I'm feeling done, but I don't want to stop? Well, then you get to keep eating. Nobody's going to make you stop. You just have to choose. You just have to understand that if you keep, like, say, okay, I feel like I'm done with the exercise, but I just want to keep eating, then take another bite and see if it changes, knowing that you just want to keep eating, but you actually don't want the food anymore. Use that mindset as you're doing it. Yes, Tiffany, that was my Siamese cat. So I noticed the cashews become less tasty, but I still want to eat more. I stopped at bite 4 because I noticed bite 3 and 4 were just not as good as 1 and 2, but I still want to eat it. Like, just dump the last 15-ish nuts down the hatch. I'm not going to. Is that white knuckle behavior? No, that's a choice, Rebecca. Like, resisting would be sitting around looking at them, telling myself, I can't have them. I need to throw them away. These things, if I keep them in the house, they're going to like get in my mouth. Blah, blah, blah. That's more resisting. Resisting is an argument. Still wanting it is normal. A lot of us, what we need to do is we need to get used to the idea of like understanding when the enjoyment factor of the food has ended, and we want to keep continuing to eat for a reason. Why do I want to keep the act of chewing and my hand to my mouth? Because that's what it's boiling down to. The taste part is done. The body already has the chemicals and stuff. When that part's over, now it's the behavior. What is the behavior doing for me? It makes me feel what to just keep eating. And probably whatever that feeling is, could we do it with a thought versus thinking that we're creating it with this, with our hand to mouth? All right, y'all can take another bite. Just keep eating. Does anybody else have any questions? I've done this before and stopped before I really wanted to. Is that judgment? There, Christine, that's a great question. There was probably a thought lurking underneath there like, well, I've taken a few bites. I should stop eating. You don't have to stop eating. Nobody has to stop eating. I just want you to understand why you choose to stop and why you choose to continue. Are you still truly enjoying it and really getting a lot out of it? Okay, I'm already on bite 9. I kept going while you were talking. That's great because I freaking love chips and guac. No, you kept going not because you love chips and guac. Susie, everyone, if you keep eating, the last thing you can tell yourself is, I keep eating because I love it. That means that anything you love, you've already said the chips and guac are the ones that are having the control here. You keep eating because you decide to keep eating is a much better, honest thought. I'm eating the chips and guac. I'm focused on how much I love them. And then I just make a choice to continue to eat no matter what. Like, really think about that. Each bite is still delicious, and I'm at a four. They probably will be delicious, and that's going to be something that you need to watch out for, all of you. So the bites continue to be good tasting. The bites continue to stimulate me and stuff. But is it useful for me to only focus on this food tastes good? I love it. It never gets old in my mouth. Is that useful thinking around it versus it tastes really good. I am enjoying it, but I also want to enjoy weight loss. So can I have the best of both worlds? And how can that happen? I need a statement or questions to ask myself that sums up what you said about trying to finish it before the judgment sets in. It's just a matter of just like, it's not that you need a series of questions or statements. Just when you're eating, just get used to telling yourself before you eat, no matter how much or how little I eat, this has nothing to do with, like, there's no reason to beat myself up over it. Like, I think, like, when people ask me questions like that, I think it has a lot more to do with, I just don't have to judge myself around food. I just need to be curious about my reasons and start understanding my thinking so I can start telling myself new things so that I get authority over all of it. We have to quit telling ourselves the food has the control. Food just really can't do shit. It literally just sits there. It has no power until you put it in your mouth. Even when it's in your mouth, it doesn't have power. It's just releasing feel-good hormones. And your thought patterns start changing. So, like, let's say if right before you were eating, you were obsessing about, like, oh, so hard. I've had such a long day. It's really hard for me to lose weight. And then I just sit here all night with these urges. I've been so good all day long. It's like, if that's the tape that's playing, then when you start eating, guess what? The food isn't fixing it. You know what it's doing? Your thoughts are changing to, ooh, that tastes good. That's it. You had a thought change. So if you're just sitting around thinking about food and thinking about your long day and thinking about how you deserve to eat and that you need a break and stuff, you probably could just like skip getting a 5-pound bag of shit on your hips and start having some thought changes like, do I really want to sit here and think about being good all day? So like, hell yeah, I was great all day. That has nothing to do with food. That has some, you know what that has to do with? Me being a fucking baller. I think the biggest problem I see with you guys is you guys go through your days, you're not telling yourself jack shit about anything about how you want to feel about yourself. You're just running this sad ass story all day long. Like, I suck. I shouldn't have said that. I dread traffic. I hope my kids behave when I get home. Stuff like that is depleting all day long. And those are the tiny thoughts that you have that just suck the winds right out of your sail. And then you get home and you wonder why you want to eat something. Because if you can't make yourself feel good in your brain, you're going to try to make yourself feel good with food. All of you, next month's Thought Boot Camp, we're doing it in August. We have a lesson all about this where it's called Getting to Know Old Shitty or something like that. I forget the name of it, but it's basically we're doing Thought Boot Camp where we're going to teach you how you actually change thoughts. We're giving you new thoughts to think, the most common thoughts. We're going to go over thought ladders, all the stuff. A Day with Old Shitty. So what we're doing is we're taking you through, this is what it sounds like when somebody is just got old shitty thoughts coming in all day long, and most of them you never even recognize you're thinking. And then how that compounds and equals eating at the end of the day. And then we have another one. So we've got one lady, her old shitty is born from the idea that she's not good enough and how that starts at the moment her feet hit the floor until she hits the ice cream. And then we got another scenario of old shitty of I'll never lose my weight. I'll never be able to keep it off. We got another old shitty day and what that looks like for you and how that manifests itself and how to start changing it. Next month, we're really going, like, we're just going all in on your thoughts around the little things that you're thinking. We're going to clean all of it up. We're going to work your minds out when it comes to food. You all need it. The cookies taste good, but the feelings of excited anticipation and desire are gone. Can you address moving from the food to what's next and what now so eating isn't the action? Yeah, you just stop eating. Now everybody stop your eating, and we're going to answer the questions. Once that part's gone, all I want you to do is like, and now I'll stop eating. Once the excitement and stuff's gone, I can probably stop. Did the experience with the food change at all? The taste and the texture, if so, how? I want you to make sure that you feel that part out. What were the common things, like what were the big standout moments for you that you noticed when it came to changing? For those of you who ate before, don't worry about it. Just go back and think. Like, do I remember anything? Or do I just remember eating faster and faster because I was afraid I'd take it away from myself? Or do I notice that I was eating faster and faster because I was telling myself it tastes so good? I didn't give myself any kind of, like, guided direction to change the trajectory of where we were going. The next question, did you notice a difference eating it this way? And what was it? Beth says, I just realized I haven't been chewing. My life just got awesome. I need to be better about being about one bite being all gone before taking another. I gobble my food down. That's really good insight, Sherry. That's excellent insight. The next question. We often think we can't control certain foods. Imagine, I want you guys to imagine this. If you ate this food this deliberately every time, do you think that you would have more or less control and why? I always, when I do this, I always imagine if I ate it this way every single time, I may want to keep eating and stuff, but I would definitely have more control because I would have, like, every single bite, if it was very individual, I'd be giving myself a natural pause to at least make a decision. And I think that's huge when it comes to fuck it foods. Giving yourself the freedom to say, I will eat whatever I want. Like, I'll have whatever I want. I can even have as much as I want in the moment, but I at least want to do it consciously so that all sides of me get a say, not just the stressed, exhausted, and hopeless dieter version of me. You know what I want? I want the other side of me to have a say. I want the side of me that's like, hey, we have some goals. And if you want to keep planning this every day, I got your back. I will help you eat slow. I will help you pay attention. I will help you think really good thoughts about yourself when old shitty's over here like, no, 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 we're so awful. I'll help you set her aside. Like, I want both sides of my brain to be able to be in the mix. That's what I like to think about. I don't need to be perfect. I just want the best version of me to get a say-so. She deserves a vote in the room. And then why did you stop eating? If you decided to stop before you finished, just put down why. If you didn't decide to stop eating, just answer the question like, I chose to keep eating and finish it, and here's my reason why. Again, no right or wrong. How does your body feel now after eating this? And then what did you learn most from eating this way? Kathy, I want to take that describe bite 10 in detail out of this worksheet. I don't think it needs to be there. Shit, got a drinking problem. Spilled my water all over my face. Here's a question. So you're saying that this is good is not a useful thought since it gives power to the food and excuses our ovaries. I'm not saying that this is good is not like, this is what I want you to think about. When you think this is good, how does it make you feel? And then what do you typically do when you're thinking about your bucket food and thinking this is good with that feeling on your do line? Are you in control and stopping and pausing and doing all of that? If not, then this is good as a left alone thought on its own might not be the most useful way to be describing the food. Just because it's true and feels good doesn't always make it, that's not always make that thought around food the one that's going to give you the most clarity and direction on what to do. So, if it was me, it would be, this is good, and eating just enough of it is even better. Teaching your brain that relationship with the food. All right, guys. I can't wait for August. We built the whole program today. I am recording the videos this week. Thought Bootcamp. It's got new content. We just test run at some of the content at camp, and then we refined it like ballers today based upon questions and feedback. It's going to be so good. So I hope you're looking forward to that August. Oh, it's going to be so good for your food. We're going to take you through the things. And I'd also like to thank everybody who showed up for virtual camp. It was so amazing. So I know you guys thought it was great. We have gotten all the feedback. I just can't even believe it, but I'm just going to tell you, I am still in amazement. I loved it. We will be doing more. We don't have anything on the schedule. We don't have anything planned. I can't do any of that. We know we want to move forward with it, but there's a lot of planning that goes. So we will be making more of those happen. So I just want to at least tell you that much. I just don't know when and all that kind of stuff. We have to talk to, if you were there, you saw what a production it is. It takes five different teams. We have an event team, we have an AV team, a hotel team, like an event space team. We have my team, and we also have like just like photographers and other people that have to come in and do stuff. So we have to get everybody in alignment in order to do that. I got some down my throat, so I'm going to take that as my cue to slap my happy ass in bed. This bitch has been going since Wednesday. So I will see you guys Wednesday morning in my public Facebook Live at 8:30 in the morning. And until then, you guys have a good one, and I hope you enjoyed this exercise. If you did, do it more often. Don't just do it with me. This recording will be up probably tomorrow. You can always replay it and listen to it again and do it with me if you'd like. Good night, y'all.